Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad to be with you and hope everything's going well around your home. Sit back, relax, because we've got a lot of information that we're going to be able to share with you that I guarantee you, you can use around your home. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy, Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us here on 4th of July, Independence Day. It's a little different than the Independence Days we've had in the past, of course, with a lot of towns shutting down, gatherings of people, and most firework displays are on hold, at least for this year. So sit back, relax, and listen to the show. And if you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
And you know what happens when you sit around at the house? You start looking at that peeling paint over there. You start getting inspired on some of the things you see online, and you go, maybe we should paint this room. Maybe we should put crown molding in. Hey, why don't we grab a sledgehammer and just knock that wall down between the kitchen and the breakfast room?
You might want to rethink that a couple of times before you actually do it.
Well, that happens. People do get pretty inspired. We've had several situations this past year where we've gotten a few desperation calls. Can you help us out? And in one case, we did. We went out and helped some folks out on putting a beam in and doing it the right way, but they got inspired, a little too inspired, so you have to be careful on that. But so glad you're with us, and we want to let you know how you can reach us. It's very, very easy. If you'd like to send us an email, go to todayshomeowner.com/ask. If you want to give us a call on the Today's Homeowner Hotline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 800-946-4420 is the number. And certainly if you'd like to post a message to us on Facebook, go to the Today's Homeowner Facebook page and send us any type of question, comment. Maybe you have a tip of something that you've learned over the years that has worked really, really well for you. Hey, we want to know about it and see if you can and let us know about what has worked well for you. And we'll share it with our listeners all over the country.
So, Danny, I understand you've been on the road lately. Where have you been? And you went to West Virginia, didn't you? What was the project?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been the longest I've been off the road in probably 40 years. So it was very, very odd. And getting ready to go, and I got my suitcase out, and I go, whoa. I felt like I was a Boy Scout going to camp for the first time. You know, I had to go down my mental checklist. Let's see, I had my toothbrush. Okay, check. I got, toothpaste. It was really...
You haven't done it in a while. That's right.
A different experience. But we went to West Virginia, and I did a wonderful backyard paradise project. The winner of our big National Backyard Paradise contest. It was sponsored by Pavestone and Quikrete. Wonderful couple, two beautiful little kids, and boy, do they have a different backyard now than when we got there. Just a matter of 3 days. And Joe, all of these Pavestone, Quikrete people just converged there. We had people from Ohio. We had people from Pennsylvania, Missouri, Atlanta. I mean, all of these people came in along with our crew and had one rainy day, and then it was beautiful the rest of the time. And it makes you realize how do-it-yourself friendly putting a paver patio is in your yard. Of course, they went at it pretty strong and put a fire pit. They put a built-in grill. Just bought a regular grill from Home Depot, took the little table, the little shelf off each side, and then put the pavers around it. It looked like a custom built-in grill. Very, very impressive. And again, the homeowners are extremely happy. We hung a few cafe lights overhead. And anyway, you'll see that on an upcoming episode of Today's Homeowner Television Show in just a couple months.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. And the thing about the pavers is when you look at them, you think, oh my gosh, there's like 3 tons of stone here, but you're only moving one at a time. If you're only moving one, they're relatively light. Get a good pair of knee pads. We always recommend that, and gloves. Mm-hmm. But preparing the base is important. Now, when you got there, was the base already laid out and prepared? Did you guys do? And was there any trouble with that? Any issue with the base?
No, not at all. We just had a pretty good stand of grass, so they bought a or rented a what we call a stud buster. You know, cutting that the sod buster is what I mean. Yeah, sod cutter. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that in just minutes, we're able to take all of that sod up, cut it in pieces, and stack it over to the side so that we can use it later if needed.
Sure.
But one of the things I tell you when you're doing a project like that, put a few pieces of scrap plywood around the perimeter of where you're working, because when you walk back and forth hundreds of times, that grass is going to look really, really bad. But by taking that precaution, what I always do is put the plywood down. We work all day long. At the end of the day, I take the plywood, stack it over to the side, and I rake real aggressively and water it down as we're leaving.
Right.
And you'll be surprised the next day, it looks like there's no damage whatsoever. You put the plywood back down, and at the end of the project, you have very little landscaping repair to do. And it turned, and when you're wanting to get that beautiful, sweet looking after picture, you don't want a bunch of trampled up grass around there. But it worked out great. But I'll have to admit, the traveling was a little different.
I bet.
You know, the airports being so empty. And it just made you feel like, I know we had a layover in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it felt like it was 3 o'clock in the morning, because there were so few people, so many of the businesses were closed down, and so many of the gates were just closed down, and it just was much, much different than the hustle and bustle you usually see with that. But it'll come back, and you still felt very safe, people practicing what they should be practicing, and social distancing, and masks, and so forth. So you felt okay about it, even though you always feel a little creepy, I guess, when you get crammed into a plane like that. And no, they don't alternate seats. They pack them in there.
They do.
And,
wow.
Yeah,
I heard some airlines were alternating seats and not selling the middle row or whatever.
All of these airlines did not do that. Fortunately, I was with Chelsea and my crew, and we were able to all sit together. So we were able to distance a little bit from that standpoint. But but anyway, it was a fantastic show. I can't wait for everybody to see it coming up. Hey, Joe, one of the things that you mentioned to me earlier in the week that I wanted to make sure we touched on, a couple weeks ago we talked about the M1 additive that I'm a big fan of, which is a mildicide that you can put in paint.
Right.
And I painted the outside of my existing house as well as my house I'm about to sell. And it's amazing how it kept any of the mildew down, because it's such a problem in it coming out in paint. Of course, I did the paint job the right way, good brand of paint and so forth. But a question about one of our listeners is, can you use that when you're using stain? I understand you found out the answer on that.
Yeah, I contacted the manufacturer. Sunnyside is the name of the manufacturer. And I'll read you exactly what they sent me. And it says, M1 Advanced Mildew Treatment. That's what it's called. It comes in a little plastic bottle. You can just pour it right into a gallon of paint. And it says it resists mold, mildew, algae on dry film, meaning paint, dry paint film. And it's for use on all interior and exterior latex-based products, oil and solvent-based products, including paints, stains. That was the question, could you put this in a wood stain? And yes, you can. Paints, stains, coatings, I'm not sure what that is, and adhesives. So sounds like you can use this M1 mildew treatment in stains and paints.
Oh, that's great. That's good. Well, we wanted to make sure we followed up on that. So I wasn't quite sure. That was a great question that was posed there by one of our listeners. And speaking of stain, one of the things that we're going to be talking about in just a little bit is how you can actually stain existing cabinets. Now, if you have stained cabinets, they hold up very well. But after a few years, you might see a little bit of wear and tear here and there. Do you have to strip off all of the finish in order to get a really good quality finish? We'll talk with the homeowner about that and give them some advice, because they're trying to take care of their 87-year-old father, who said, "I want those cabinets to look a little better there." So we're gonna see what we
is that
can
what
do.
He sounded like?
Yeah, that's what he sounded like. You know, and so that's one of the things we're gonna. What about a stucco home? A very good finish to have on your home, but occasionally you'll have some minor cracks. What do you do there? What can you do to make that look a little better? And also, right now, Joe, as we all know, the air conditioning systems are working overtime. Yep. We're going to talk about a few things that you need to be cautious about that, especially that condenser line. We remind people about it over and over and over, but once it gets clogged up, you've got a problem. That AC won't work. We've got a super quick way of doing that. And also, Joe, I feel like we just have to mention a little bit. Hey, we just want to remind everybody that, you know, doing things to really try to get rid of this virus isn't that hard. I mean, you know, washing your hands isn't that bad. When we were traveling in West Virginia, we used a mask a lot when we were traveling. You know, that really wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, it's not like working outside and, you know, with something like that. Hand sanitizer was everywhere. I've got some in my truck, some in my briefcase. I got it all over. I'm addicted to it now. I love it. I love putting that on my head. So all of those things are really important. And also getting in the habit of just cleaning with a disinfectant.
That's right.
Really isn't that hard. You know, doorknobs and at places like that. It's
touch surfaces, you know, they call it. Any touch surface.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep. And all of these things, is one thing going to get rid of the virus? Maybe not. But if you put them all together and you make it a part of your daily life, we'll all get out of this thing. Right now, we're going to concentrate on our homes, concentrate on some of the challenges that you may be having, give you some great tips on how to improve your house without spending a lot of money, and you know what? We're going to have a little fun in between. I may even pick on Joe a little bit. That's always
fun. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, that's always a lot of fun, but you better get ready when you pick on Joe because it's coming right back at you. And we'll be coming right back with you as soon as we take a short break here on today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us.
The Home Depot makes it easier than ever to get going on your summer projects without having to go anywhere. With convenient online shopping, you can find it fast. With convenient delivery options, including free delivery, you can get it fast. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, The Home Depot delivers right to your door. Now, with more ways than ever to get summer and summer projects off to a good start. Delivery options from The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at The Home Depot.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done, and by Duck Brand Weatherization Products.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lifford along with my buddy Joe Truini, and each and every week we like to put the spotlight on one of our over 300 stations that carry the Today's Homeowner Radio show each and every week. This particular one is KREIAM 800 in Farmington, Missouri.
And a special shout out to market manager Les Tuttle. Thank you, Les, for putting us on the air there. Farmington Danny is located in the Lead Belt region of eastern Missouri, about 70 miles or so south of St. Louis. This area produces 70% of the U.S. lead supply and much of the nation's zinc. And about one of the most recent years, the Lead Belt produced about 315,000 tons of lead. That's a lot of lead, which had an estimated value of over $128 million. So there's money to be made in lead. And I think they use a lot of it in industrial situations, including making batteries. I think a lot of lead acid batteries are still, so there's still a need for lead. So hello to everybody in Farmington and that entire Lead Belt region of eastern Missouri. If you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us.
And one of those important uses of lead is to keep us fishing. We have
our
lead sinkers, able to keep.
Oh, because I know the shotgun shells used to use lead pellets, but I think they've banned them because the lead gets in the birds, and if the bird flies away, you don't get it. Something else eats the bird, and they get lead poisoning. So I wonder about that.
Well, I've seen, you know, some of our fishing trips, it did seem like you were trying to beat the fish over the head with your lead. Which was kind of a miscast a little bit. Whack! Man, knocked another bass out.
That's why when Danny and I go fishing, he goes back to cast. I always duck because you never know where that's going. When he lets go of that lure, you never know where it's going.
Well, do like I do and wear a bicycle helmet. It helps a lot.
That'll help.
A lot more. Hey, let's get right back to the phones right now. The Today's Homeowner Hotline. Janice is on the line right now. Janice, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
I love this question that you have and to discuss a little bit about updating some kitchen. Tell us all about it.
My father's house is about 40 years old. This is the original house that I grew up in. Mm-hmm. And he is replacing and taking out the carpet and going to put hardwood floors in. And I've talked him into extending it into the kitchen. And so his kitchen cabinets and everything in it is the original. Mm-hmm. And they are stained, the cabinets are. And some of the cabinets look good. Some of them do not. And I'm wondering, what is my best resolution to bring back some of those cabinets back to life? Should I restain them? How do I do it? What do I do?
Alrighty. And do you have, when you're looking at the cabinets, what kind of wear and tear do you see there? Do you see areas that are kind of maybe scratched a little bit back to bare wood?
I see mostly water damage because the cabinets that don't look the best are the ones near the sink. The ones that are way like over the refrigerator or in the pantry area or where the broom is kept, those cabinets look pretty good. There is some dirt area around the knob.
Yeah. Okay. Well, one of the things, first of all, cleaning it. And we have a great little tip where you basically just take a brand new sponge and wet it and then put it in the microwave. Joe, what is that, about 20 to 30 seconds, something like that?
I'm not even sure it's that long, Dan. It's like 10 to 15 seconds maybe.
Yeah.
And then you so hot you can't handle it. Right?
Exactly. And you know, use some of the gloves, though, to make sure that you don't burn yourself. Then use a citrus cleaner. You know, those are really, really popular. I love the way those things smell anyway. And then you use that with that hot, moist sponge, and you'll be surprised how it'll kind of melt off a lot of the grease and the buildup over the 40 years. And those areas around your knobs, it can improve. And I might even suggest taking the knobs off to make it easier to really thoroughly clean it. Now, at that point, right away, you're going to notice a big difference in the cabinets. You'll be amazed at how maybe that buildup is a lot more than you realize over the years with cooking and so forth. So that's the first step. After that, maybe take one of the doors off. Take it to your paint store, one that you have a lot of confidence in, and then try to get them to provide you a stain that will match as close as possible. And then this is where it gets a little tricky, because then you'll want to make sure after you've cleaned it well, you're also going to want to lightly sand the outside of the cabinets, not to strip off all of the finish, but just to try to take off some of the gloss that you have. So probably something like a 200 grit sandpaper just to do that, and then, you know, clean the dust off of it, and then do what we call surface staining. So you're not staining everything, you're just kind of glossing over it to fill in some of the worn areas that you have there, so that you can kind of balance it. You have to play with it a little bit, step back and look at it, and you'll see that you can slowly get all of the consistent look that you want on the outside of the cabinets, and then you'll want it to dry overnight. After that, then you'll want to put two coats, probably semi-gloss polyurethane on it to really lock that color in. And you're not refinishing the whole thing. You might try some new hardware. That always makes a big difference there. So when you're at the store, you may want to take that while you have the cabinet off, leave the hardware on the doors, and that way you can get the exact type of offset so that you're not so that the footprint of the hinge goes right back over what's there. You'll be amazed at how much better it'll look by just going through these few short steps.
Oh, thank you ever so much. I appreciate it. It's exactly what I was looking for to help him out.
And I understand in the notes that I have here from the producer, your father's 87 years young, I understand.
Yes, he is. And so I've moved back to Mississippi. And so we're just working on a couple of projects. I'm painting with him tomorrow. And I'm going to throw this one out at him since it's so easy. And we'll do this project together. I really appreciate it.
Ah, that sounds so great, and hope you have a great weekend, and I know the project will turn out great, and the most rewarding thing you'll have is when you see that smile on his face.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you as well. Thank you. And Joe, isn't that cool, though, when what she said is working on it together? I mean, you know.
That's right.
And, you know, I mean, you know, when I do some projects around here, I always, you know, want Sharon to help me a little bit. And sometimes I don't really need her to help me. I just want, you know, to talk to her and brag about all the stuff I know, you know.
Exactly. And plus, I was thinking how, you know, here she is returning home to the house she grew up in to help her dad with his projects. I'm sure there was a point in her life when she was first moving to her first home or had moved where he showed up to help her. So it's kind of nice that this DIY lifestyle we live, it's like the circle of life, as they say, right? It goes round and round. And I remember I used to go, my dad used to always come and help me no matter where I was, where I was moving to, whether it was a New York City apartment or a house in the country. And then as he got older, I started showing up at our family home and helping him. So it works out well. I love that. I love those stories.
Yeah. That's always a good way to spend time together. And a lot of times, like with my daughters, and it surprises me how much they know, you know, and you, of course, with the things now, if they, you know, somebody want to find that, you know, trying to challenge one thing, like my daughter with a washing machine problem. Well, she went right online, figured it out, ran down, bought her a $10 voltmeter, came back, and within an hour, she ordered the part that she had diagnosed was wrong
and ordered it.
Three days later, she fixed it, and not having to wait around the house for that guy, the service guy, to come by, and not having to write that big check. Man, that's the big payoff right there.
Yeah, usually it's like $150 just to have them show up to tell you what's wrong.
I know it. Just recently, we had an ice maker problem. They walked in with their computer, plugged it in the top of the refrigerator. They put a couple buttons and said, "Oh, someone turned the ice maker off. That's why it's not working."
Oh,
of course,
my gosh.
Immediately she looks at me, I look at her, and that mystery has not been solved yet. So it happens. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We've got a lot of information to share with you, and we're going to dig into a lot of subjects that you might be interested in, especially if you have a stucco house. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of. And by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. If you have pets, you know how hard it is to find a vacuum for your needs, and so does Dyson, because they developed a vacuum just for you. The Dyson V8 Animal Cord Free Vacuum. It's engineered for homes with furry family friends, so you won't have any problems getting up all of that pet hair or that scattered litter and getting it all under control. The battery is designed to deliver up to 40 minutes of fade-free suction, and the direct drive cleaner head in this model gets 150% more brush bar power from the motor than the V6 cord-free vacuum. And with the whole machine HEPA filtration, it captures pet allergens and expels cleaner air as well. Plus, it's cordless, so it's easy to use anywhere, and it transforms for easy cleaning up high and into handheld for quick cleans really close at hand. So for more information on the Dyson V8 Animal Cord-Free Vacuum, go to HomeDepot.com. I'll tell you, I have a little hand-free Dyson that, we use all the time, you know, run around the house. And, I mean, I have a central vac, which is fantastic, but sometimes you got just a couple little things, especially when the grandkids come by, you just kind of have to follow them along.
Follow them around.
But something about a vacuum cleaner, especially one like this particular Dyson that has a, you know, it's colorful, it has a handle, it's kind of clear, you can see the debris coming in and that kind of thing. My grandson Gus loves it.
Loves seeing the
he loves it.
Cyclone action.
He loves using it. So he'll run that thing around and chase the dog and the cat and everything. It's just pretty interesting the way he's able to take care of that. So anyway, it's pretty good. We also wanted to share an email with you here from Kansas. Kara writes, I see all of these great ideas for kitchen backsplashes, and I have a space behind my stove that I want to cover, but I've never done tile work before. I've had professionals install tile, but I don't have all of those tools they have or even really know how to use them. How do I get started on my kitchen backsplash? Well, I'll tell you what, Kara, you need to head over to the Today's Homeowner Facebook page and scroll back a little bit, because Chelsea used something that I want to share with you from Custom Building Products called Simple Mat. And this is such a cool thing. And, you know, for the project you want to do, there really is an easier way to install that tile that you may see. Now, usually you mix up what's called thin set mortar and apply it to the wall with a notch trowel before you apply the tiles. But that process has been simplified by Custom Building Products and Simple Mat. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile I have ever seen. There's no mortar, no mixing, no mess. The Simple Mat has adhesive on both sides. One bonds to the wall and the other bonds to the tile. So all you have to do is cut it to size, stick it in place, and install the tile. Now, the cool thing to really speed things up is that you don't have to wait overnight for the mortar to dry. So you can really apply the grout right away and finish the entire project in just one day. It's great for backsplashes, shower walls, and even countertops. You need to go check it out. Again, Simple Mats, available at all the Home Depots, and you can go to CustomBuildingProducts.com. They've got some great videos on there. And as I mentioned, you go to Today's Homeowner Facebook page and see how Chelsea actually installed one just a few weeks ago. So it's really a cool, cool thing there. Let's go right to the lines right now, Joe, and see if we can help out Richard in California. Richard, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Hello, good to talk with you.
Absolutely. Tell us about this. Stucco's a great finish for the outside of the house, but every now and then I have a few cracks. I guess that's what you're experiencing now, huh?
Right. I think I mentioned the house was built in the 60s. It's an older house. And yeah, I have these vertical cracks, and it seems mostly on my south side and east side. That gets the most sun, so I guess over the years it's kind of beat on it. It seems like the other sides are okay, but I have some, you know, I don't want to say they're major cracks, so I think they're superficial, and some of them seem to run in line with the studs that might be that are in the wall.
Well, Richard, you sent us a photograph, and thank you for that, because it would be hard to see. There are cracks, and there are really bad cracks. Fortunately, you have what are hairline cracks. And there's a few different ways to typically repair cracks in stucco. And I'm not sure you're going to need to do this, but I'll just explain it. Often the cracks are wider than appears that you have on your walls. And you'd scratch it out with sometimes just a pointed can opener, like a beer can opener, the old type of beer can openers, or any kind of tool, like you'd scrape it out, widen it a little bit, make it V-shaped, and fill it with some kind of stucco repair product. But in this case, I'm not sure you would even need to do that. These are such tightly together, the cracks themselves. If you want to try it, I would scratch it out. And there are several different stucco repair products. The one that I've used from Quikrete is simply called Stucco Repair Sealant, and it comes in a caulking tube. So you just need a caulking gun, which you squeeze it into the crack. It's weather resistant, and it's also textured to blend in with the existing surfaces. And you can, once it's dry, you can paint over. It's only about $8 a tube. But yours are so small, I'm not sure if I wouldn't just try a really good stucco paint over it. And if it continues to crack, then you can try repairing it. Because there's not much, you can't stop it from cracking, if that was part of your question.
Right.
You know, if it's going to crack, it's going to crack. It's just and the good thing about using a repair sealant as opposed to like more stucco is that it's flexible, you know, so it'll expand and contract and hopefully not show these cracks. And the reason you want to seal up these cracks, of course, you want water getting in there, because then the stucco will start coming off. But again, these are such tight cracks, just barely hairline. I think I'd keep an eye on them for a while and then fill them in if you see them get a little wider or if they start chipping off.
Right. Now, I just to kind of add on there, now they do make some paints now that are very elastic.
Right, elastomeric paints.
Okay. And are those pretty effective for something
yes.
like this?
Yeah, you have to clean the surface, prep it like any other painted surface. But yes, those are very, make sure it's rated for a masonry surface, and that would seal up those small cracks.
And one of the things when you're sealing those cracks, you definitely don't want to put too much caulk in there to have it overlap, because that will show up even more than the crack there. But I'll tell you what, if you paint a stucco house right with the right materials, it will last for a long, long time. Great way to approach that. Richard, thanks so much for being with us here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Hey, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about composite decking, and right around the corner, a brand new simple solution from my buddy Joe Truini. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Spring and summer are the perfect times of the year to put a new roof on your home. So why not choose a roof that can last more than 50 years? Metal roofs are strong and durable, even in climate extremes like wildfires and hurricanes. These roofs are low maintenance and energy efficient. Plus, metal roofs come in a variety of styles and colors to fit any home. The Metal Roofing Alliance has created a buyer's guide that walks homeowners step by step through the process of buying a metal roof. You can find the buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. Are you looking for a quick and inexpensive way to let fresh air in while keeping insects out? Check out Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a simple-to-install solution that attaches to your existing door frame with no tools needed, either inside or out, on single or sliding doors, and the durable mesh can stay up year-round. Plus, the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Cool off the easy way with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. Visit duckbrand.com today. Black and green stuff growing on your roof or siding? Pick up Wet and Forget's new rapid application hose end. Now Wet and Forget No Scrub Outdoor Cleaner is even easier with a brand new nozzle that attaches to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget hose end quickly and easily treats surfaces you normally couldn't reach without climbing up the ladder. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Visit wetandforget.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to hide your ugly interior concrete floors and make them forklift tough? Then you're ready for the Die Hard 100 kit from Deitch Coatings. This industrial strength epoxy coating locks onto concrete floors with excellent wear and chemical resistance. Use it on your garage, workshop, or basement floor, and even demanding industrial surfaces. Plus, it's economical at less than $90 with free shipping. Go to DeitchCoatings.com or HomeDepot.com to order your Die Hard 100 kit today. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the show. Over the last few weeks, we've talked a lot about decking because this is the time of the year to get out there and really use that deck. If you're not proud of your deck, listen to some of the information that we're going to share with you right now from our friends at Trex. Because when it comes to home improvements, few projects add as much function and value as upgrading your deck. And, you know, for a long time, the go-to material for building decks has been wood, and it's increasingly being replaced now by, you know, composite decking as the material of choice because professional contractors know that it'll hold up. Homeowners that have used it realize that it might be a better solution for those decks and the durability and so forth. And here are three key reasons why.
Well, first and foremost is durability. While wood decks can be beautiful, they unfortunately require quite a bit of maintenance to stay nice looking, where composite decking resists fading, staining, scratching, even mold, and you never have to worry about sanding, staining, or painting. All you need to do is wash it down every now and then with some soap and water, and it leaves you with a lot less work and a lot more time to relax on your deck.
Number two of the reasons here is sustainability. You know, composite decking provides the look and feel of wood without the environmental impact. In fact, not a single tree ever has to be cut down to produce Trek composite decking. They're the leader in the industry, and they make their boards from 95% recycled content, including plastic from common household items such as shopping bags and newspaper sleeves. It just makes a lot of sense. Makes you feel a little better about our overall environment by using composite decking. As one of North America's largest recyclers of plastic film, Trek repurposes more than 400 million pounds of plastic each year, making it a purchase that makes you feel as good as it looks.
And the third reason is beauty. Featuring authentic-looking grain patterns and rich, saturated colors, composite decking delivers the natural wood aesthetic with long-lasting performance. And it's priced to put the pressure untreated lumber. Get that, Danny? It puts the pressure on treated lumber. Trex Enhance is offered in a range of nature-inspired fade-resistant colors, including my favorite, Rocky Harbor, a contemporary slate gray color with rustic sandy undertones. It's a knockout. Get it? Knockout for Rocky. And it's available on the shelf right now at Home Depot. Combining aesthetics, performance, and value, Trex Enhance Decking offers the beauty of wood with the ease and durability of composite. To learn more about the benefits of composite decking, go to homedepot.trex.com. Again, that's homedepot.trex.com.
And drop by a Home Depot store, so the vast majority of them have it in stock right now. And touch and feel it, and you'll see how it would be just a great covering for your deck. If you have an existing deck and the top of it's looking kind of bad, just pull the top deck boards off, make sure that your framing and all of the structure's in good shape, and then install the Trex right over it. And that'll be the last time you do that, because it will last a long, long time. Hey, I want to encourage you to engage with us anytime. You can pick up the phone. That's an easy way of doing it. 800-946-4420, and we get a lot of emails, and we certainly appreciate each and every one. You can send one today by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's what Ed did from California, asking, what is the best product for repiping a home's water supply system? I have old galvanized pipe that are clogged with hard water calcium and just old age. What is the best replacement pipe? I've heard PEX, copper, or PVC. Help me out. Well, that's Joe, when you have a question like that, that can stir up a lot of different
debate.
Opinions with
right.
Different plumbers. You know, some will say there's nothing better than copper, and certainly that has proven to be very, very good over the years as a viable water supply piping, but it has gotten very, very expensive. Now, PVC can be used, but generally in a home, you don't use PVC.
That's right.
Use that a lot of times in, you know, workshops or, you know, kind of a do-it-yourself approach if you're doing a few things and, you know, sprinkler systems, things like that. But then you get back to PEX, which is probably, this would be a good statistic for us to figure out, percentage of homes nowadays that use PEX versus copper. But I know all of the plumbers I know, that's pretty much, I'd say 80% of the plumbers I know are using nothing but PEX, but it's kind of gotten a bad name over the years in some ways.
Yeah, it wasn't the piping that originally gave it the bad name. It was all the fittings, like where they're attaching lengths of PEX together. And PEX, by the way, it's PEX, and it's sort of a rough translation of cross-linked polyethylene, I think it is. And so it was the fittings that were leaking, not the pipe itself. But the great thing, and the reason copper is expensive, is not only the copper pipe's expensive, it just takes a lot of time to install because you're soldering every single little joint. And PEX can be run in almost limitless lengths. And unless you need a fitting, you don't have to put one in, you know, no elbows ordinarily. And I think if 80% of homes are being piped with PEX, I would say a much higher percentage of homes that are being repiped, like Ed here, is using some PEX somewhere to connect old copper. In our home, we had some piping done recently, and the plumber used PEX to connect the existing copper to a new heating system. But if you have galvanized piping, I mean, it basically has to come out. So that's a big job. You have to remove almost all of it. And then I would suggest probably leaning toward the PEX because it's quick to run, it's relatively affordable, and it's reliable.
I think so, too. And for remodeling projects and repiping projects, you really can't beat it because you can travel through all kinds of areas of the home without having to put any fittings in at all. So I think that works really, really well. But it's not a real do-it-yourself friendly thing because you have to have special tools, special crimpers, and things like that. But we'll find out what that percentage of homes is. That'd be very interesting to find out exactly how many homes are copper now and how many are PEX. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you're with us. Hope things are going well on any project that you might be tackling. If not, you can give us a call and we'll do the best we can to help you through it. Hey, coming up next, a simple solution from my buddy Joe Troini. Don't go anywhere.
The Home Depot makes it easier than ever to get going on your summer projects without having to go anywhere. With convenient online shopping, you can find it fast. With convenient delivery options, including free delivery, you can get it fast. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, The Home Depot delivers right to your door. Now, with more ways than ever to get summer and summer projects off to a good start. Delivery options from The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Now, if you feel like doing a little binge watching and really looking at some practical, realistic home improvement projects, then Today's Homeowner Television is where you need to go. And boy, do we make it easy for you to find us. Right now, of course, you can go to todayshomeowner.com and click on Watch, and it'll you can put in your zip code, and you can see where we air in the country. We're on over 90% of the country right now. Or you can go to Amazon Prime. We have about 20 seasons on Amazon Prime right now. And also Crackle. Crackle has over 28 million subscribers right now, and we are the only home improvement show on Crackle right now. So several different ways that you can watch over 500 episodes of the show, and you'll be able to pick up all kinds of ideas and, just like we do here on the radio, to have a little fun along the way. Right now, we're going to shift gears and go to a very practical part of the show, our simple solution from my buddy Joe Troini.
Yeah, Danny, and each of those 500 episodes has a simple solution in it.
That's right. Absolutely.
There's plenty to watch there. Okay. Since we're in the middle of the summer, I thought I'd give a simple solution on maintaining an air conditioner. If you look at the unit outside the house, if the thin aluminum fins on the AC unit have become crushed or bent out of shape, and it happens all the time, you know, maybe a ladder bumped up against it or a weed whacker, who knows what. They're very thin aluminum, so it doesn't take much to bend them. If you don't straighten those out, the unit will struggle to draw air through the condenser, which greatly diminishes its cooling capacity. So it's really important to keep the air flowing. So how can you do that? Well, you can try straightening out. If you only have a couple of bent fins, you can straighten them out with a stiff bristle toothbrush running up and down, or even a putty knife. Just be careful not to scratch or cut through anything. But here's a much quicker and better way. This is the way the pros do it. Buy a tool called a condenser fin comb. And it's only about $7 or $8. You can get it at Home Depot or any hardware store. And it's simply a brush that has tiny rows of tiny steel teeth. And you simply just pull the comb along and it's like magic. It'll just straighten out. It can straighten out maybe 2 or 3 inches of bent comb. Just rake it up and down very carefully. It'll look like brand new. And just doing that will help out your air conditioner a lot and keep your home cooler. So go out and get yourself a condenser fin comb.
That's a great idea. And while you're at it, make sure you have all of that debris cut away from your air conditioner.
That's right.
And you may even reach over there and turn the condenser off for just a minute. That will allow you to safely take your water hose and wash it off. Make sure that there's nothing in the same way Joe's talking about, the fins kind of getting clogged up because they're bent. The same thing can happen if you have a lot of pine straw or a lot of debris in and around it. Great time right now when it's working so hard to go ahead and clean all of that up. But just a word of advice. Turn the air conditioner back on when you conclude your cleaning process, because you'll really make some people mad inside the house. One time, Joe, we were doing a little TV segment out by this very big, loud air conditioner. And right. So my producer just reached over there and said, here, while we do this, we'll just turn this off. So turned it off. Nobody was right in the house at the time. And then we got a call later that afternoon saying, hey, I know you guys were over here. My air conditioner doesn't work. Do you have any ideas? And we looked at each other. You going by there or am I going by there? So we sneak by. We're good. So, hey, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. I hope you've been able to pick up some things that you can really use around your house. And certainly you can head by todayshomeowner.com anytime. If you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, no problem. Head to todayshomeowner.com so that you don't miss a thing. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. And we really appreciate you spending this hour with us here on today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.